the prisoners from various African countries, such as the Democratic Republic of Congo, Uganda, Somalia and South Africa, told Studio 7 they've spent periods ranging from 3 months to 2 years in remand prison without an idea of when the authorities will deport them. Emmanuel Kenge from the DRC was arrested and detained together with his young brother and sister last November for being in the country illegally. They claim immigration officers have constantly been telling them that they are working on modalities to deport them. Since November, they have been languishing in Harare remand prison.
I have my young brother and my young sister here. So one of my young sister, she got 10 years. And my young brother, he got 4 years. So I don't know why we are here. So immigration, if we came in immigration, he say you return back in my country.
Solomon Sambo from South Africa, who was arrested en route to South America, is worried his family does not know that he is stuck in a Zimbabwean jail. He wants to be deported to his country immediately.
You know, they are arresting even the innocent people. I was traveling going to South America, transiting Zimbabwe. But the migration officer, they arrested me here and they took me to the court. You understand? And they said my passport, they are going to verify to South African embassy if it's genuine. The outcome, the passport is genuine. But still, they don't want to release me from the prison here. I'm here now almost about 3 months. I've got family back in South Africa, children which they are going to school. I have to pay the school fees, but I don't know up to now what is going on.
Hassan Yusuf from Somalia is bitter that he was simply arrested for asking for asylum. He says he has not been allowed to call his family for all the 3 months he has been in jail.
Me, I declare refugee at border and ask for a refugee and asylum seeker. Me, I ask, I went to the police station and I tell them my problem that I ran away, war country. I said, please, I want to a refugee camp. But they take me and brought me here and they keep quiet until today. I never seen heaven.
Zimbabwe Prison Services Deputy Commissioner for Administration, Agri Machingauta, said it was the Immigration Department's responsibility to deport the prisoners.
It is not the responsibility of the Zimbabwe Prison Service to transport them out of the country, but it is the responsibility of the immigration department, which liaises those with embassies here and their embassies or their relatives to have the tickets procured. What we only do is to liaise with the immigration and facilitate a speedy movement of these people to their countries of origin.
Immigration boss Clemens Masango could not be reached for comment. Amnesty International Zimbabwe Director Kazin Zilala says government should not detain people for long periods unnecessarily.
The government should be able to create a fund or to be seen to be making efforts to deport those people to their countries. And also to those who are just in a remand prison, to some extent, you find that these people have not been tried and they spend most of their time in a remand prison. So failure to try someone and you keep on detaining him in a remand prison is again a violation of human rights. So it's not acceptable.
Zilala said it was wrong for authorities to arrest foreigners seeking asylum in Zimbabwe, adding many Zimbabweans have been granted refugee status in many countries around the world. There are 274 foreigners in Zimbabwean jails, with 126 serving their terms, while others await trial or deportation. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.